KJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek. The borough of Plateau Mont-Royal is introducing new garbage bins with an additional function that might make life easier for binners. The new trash cans will include a metal bracket to shelf refundable bottles and aluminum cans. As part of the pilot project, the borough has placed 35 bins around the main commercial streets. According to CBC, this initiative was brought forward by Le Valeriste, a cooperative that promotes and protects the rights of refundable cans and bottle collectors. The co-op's co-founder, Marika Vesquez-Taliero, said being able to collect refundable cans and bottles have become an informal economy for many in the city. She also added this new addition to the garbage cans makes life a little safer and easier for the binners. These binner-friendly cans also exist in Ville-Marie Borough and in cities like Vancouver and Copenhagen. First Nation Dean, chiefs and leaders gathered in Tutina Nation, west of Calgary this week, to discuss a reunification of the Dean people from around the world. The meeting was one of the beginning steps of what organizers describe as an effort to bring together Indigenous people with Dean Athabascan heritage from around the world. The organizers are planning on bringing Dean people from as far as Siberia and Mexico to keep their culture alive. Bruce Starlight, a Tutina language commissioner, said, quote, "We're trying to get all the Dean people together to form a Dean alliance," end quote. According to Starlight, there are around 750,000 self-identified Dean people in Canada. On Sunday, news of Abdelaziz Bouteflika seeking re-election in Algeria brought dozens of people to protest his bid at the Algerian embassy in Ottawa. Since his announcement, thousands of people around Algeria have been gathering for an anti-government demonstrations. The 82-year-old is the country's longest-serving president, running the African nation since 1999. According to CBC, protesters and opponents of Bouteflika say he's not fit to lead Algeria, citing his poor health, chronic corruption, and a lack of economic reforms to tackle unemployment. The election is set for April 18, 2019. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Welcome back. It's Monday night and you're listening to Here For It with Cammie and Amanda. It is our week back after our, I guess you could say, March break. What did you do during the break, Amanda?
Wasn't productive at all. I basically started binge watching Jane the Virgin. And I'm already, like, almost finished season two. I don't know how it took me this long not to watch it.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you should.
Not and even like, one episode.
Yeah, well, this was, like, the first time I was watching it. And now I'm, like, low-key crushing on the guy because he's so pretty and, like, perfect. So that was my March break.
If you had to pitch this show to the public, how would you pitch it?
Pitch it?
Like, what would you say is a reason they should go watch it?
Well, it's basically a telenovela, but you don't have to feel guilty because they laugh at telenovelas. Mm-hmm. So you can watch a soap opera without actually feeling like you're watching a soap opera because it's like a parody of.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's fun. It's like, maybe I'll watch it.
You should watch it.
Maybe your pitch was good enough.
Maybe.
I'm kidding.
Maybe I shouldn't go into advertisement.
Well, I was sick most of the break. I got sick really early on. I think I got sick Tuesday night, and I've just been sick the whole time, as you can hear in my voice. But I'm getting over it, so I survived a cold.
Did you do anything else, though?
Not really. No, I had some homework to do, so I did that. I didn't procrastinate as much as I thought I would, so that's not bad. But I guess one of the most festive, I was literally laying in bed like all week because I was so sick. One of the most festive things that happened, I guess, in my books was the whole scandal with Khloe Kardashian and Jordan. Did you hear about that?
I vaguely heard about it. It's like a best friend.
Yeah.
Like so it involved. Yeah.
All right. I can give you the down low if you want. So for those of you who don't know, the Kardashians are obviously such a big family in the public eye. And Jordan Woods is best friend of Kylie Jenner, which is one of the Kar Jenners, if you want to call them that. Khloe Kardashian is one of the sisters. And Tristan Thompson is Khloe's now ex-boyfriend and father of their 10-month-old baby named True. So to make this
true
very...
or like Drew?
No, like True. Like this is very true.
Okay.
Is that a good way of saying it?
Yeah.
I don't even know. So to make things really short, last Monday a whole thing came out with how Jordan Woods and Tristan Thompson hooked up, and then it made this huge like headliner. Like people were freaking out. And they were like, oh my God, what's Kylie going to do? Because this is her best friend. But Khloe Kardashian's her sister, and like this guy has already cheated on Khloe Kardashian before, and she'd taken him back.
Oh God.
But she, you know, she had a very honest, she was very honest with the reasons why she had taken him back after the first time. She was saying, you know, I have a little baby and I want this baby to grow up with a family. And that's just, I, not that I understand because I don't know what being a mother is like, but if I can put myself in those shoes, I can see why she would want this baby to grow up with both her parents around. But it doesn't mean that if they were, you know, to be split or separated, that it wouldn't have a loving family either way, right? Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's another issue on its own. But so yeah, Jordan Woods apparently went to this party with a couple of friends, and then the after party ended up being at Tristan Thompson's house, which is the father and the ex-boyfriend of
the baby daddy.
Yeah, the baby daddy, if you want to say that. And apparently they hooked up. That was the first thing that came out. Like that was the headliner, and people were going crazy and siding with Khloe Kardashian, and you know, calling Jordan Woods a whole bunch of nasty things. And then there was a lot of assumption going up in the air, because there was nothing really confirmed by anybody. Like these celebrities just kind of let it go. But then on Friday, have you ever heard of the Red Table Talk?
I think I watched one. It's the one with the Smiths, right? Like yeah. The Smith woman.
Yeah. So Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith were really close with the father of Jordan Woods, and that's why their children have grown up together. So they've known Jordan Woods for her entire life. And so Jada Pinkett Smith, who has this show called The Red Table Talk, had Jordan Smith come on and explain what happened so that she can get her side of the story out. But then once, so there were a whole bunch of questions, a conversation, you know, goes back and forth. There were 5 million people that had tuned into this when I watched it. And I was home on Friday because I was sick. I wasn't doing anything. And I had watched it pretty much like an hour after it came out. And there was already 5 million views on it.
What?
Yeah. Imagine like, sorry.
No, it's like baffled.
Yeah. Imagine like there are so many things happening in the world, and this is what gets 5 million views. I mean, I was one of the viewers. I can't say anything, but you know what I mean. Anyways, so she went, she talked like her side of the story, whatever. And then this whole thing comes out after, and Twitter is just a monster. I am telling you. Okay. So Khloe Kardashian tweets after, she's like, why are you lying? And then she like tags Jordan Woods in the post. And then she writes, I'm literally quoting this, by the way. She says, if you're going to try and save yourself by going public, instead of calling me privately to apologize first, at least be honest about your story. By the way, you are the reason my family broke up. That was a very big statement, and that's really hurtful. But I mean, what Jordan Woods allegedly did or did not do was pretty hurtful to this person as well. Anyways, it was just a whole thing. But I respect the fact that she came out and she said something, because she did it for the right reasons, in a sense. She was saying that not only is she being attacked by the public, so people, like I said, people are very nasty on Twitter and Instagram, and those comments, they have no mercy. They don't care. But she came out because her brother, so she has a mother, her father unfortunately passed away about a few years ago. But her mother, she has a little sister who's about 12 years old, a brother, and I don't know how old he is, maybe older or just a few years younger, I'm not sure. And her mother, she was saying her mother can't even go out to the grocery store because she gets attacked, like verbally attacked by people. Her brother can't go to work because he's also being attacked. And then her little sister, who's 12 years old, in school, is being like bullied at school because of it. So none of her family can leave the house, and she's getting death threats from the fans of the Kardashians and Jenners.
That's just insane to me. I thought I was watching too much like soap operas.
This is a real life soap opera.
Real life or staged, anyways.
Well, that was one of the questions actually on the Red Table Talk. Someone had asked them, is this all a publicity stunt? Because you know how the Kardashians, like, sometimes they just go crazy with their stories. But she said, of course not. I would never put myself through this for publicity and whatever. I don't know what the truth is. I just found it a bit entertaining. I'm sorry that I found it entertaining, but I did. And I do feel for obviously, like, if I was to think about this in my own life or in, you know, someone close to me, like, obviously it would be, you know, hard. So imagine, like, how would you even feel? You have a sister. So imagine you're with somebody, you have a baby with this person, and your sister's best friend, who's been around for years, like you know them, apparently hooks up with your husband or your boyfriend.
Obviously devastating, but at the same time, I feel like this doesn't even sound like real life. So
it happens. You know?
I mean, there's bad people everywhere, yeah. But it just...
I don't even... I would just probably just kick everyone out. I'd be like, get out of my face. I'm going to raise this child on my own. I can do it. I don't need people who are mean to me or, you know, disloyal to me. I feel like that's probably what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
Just no, because sure. I'm that type of person that, like, if you do me wrong, then it's like, you don't deserve a second chance. Like,
to be fair,
I try to think that way at least.
To be fair, I think I would hope that if someone cheated on me, it'd be one time, and that was the last time, and just
deal
with them
afterwards. That's what people were saying.
Because, like, you know, once a cheater,
always a cheater.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Yeah, and it was really funny, actually, because they were saying that Chris, like, because Jordan Woods had a lot of alliances and business connections with this family. Like, not only was she best friends with one of the daughters, but she had, like, business connections with them. She was part of Khloe Kardashian's Good American Jean company. She was an ambassador for them and a model for them. And she also had lipsticks with the Kylie Cosmetics company. So imagine. I don't know if this is true, but apparently Kylie Cosmetics put all of Jordan's lipsticks on sale just to, like, empty all of the inventory and, like, not have it on their website or not have it for sale.
I feel like a lot of this is just rumors.
I know, but it's entertaining, I guess. Especially when you're sick at home.
Yeah, I mean,
and you have nothing better to do.
What else are you going to do? We're going to go on break soon, but before we go on break, I just wanted to do a quick shout-out to my sorority, Delta Phi Epsilon, because we're hosting D for Dude next week on Tuesday, March 12th. Well, they are, because I'm alum now. But it's a RuPaul-themed show. So look forward to seeing the brothers of, like, the fraternities that are associated with us.
That's so cool.
Put on a show. The tickets are $10, and it all goes to one of our philanthropies. So we have two. We have cystic fibrosis, which is a fatal genetic disease, and it usually affects the body, but mainly, like, the digestive system and the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, all proceeds go to ANAD, which is anorexia nervosa and associated disorder. So it's a good cause, and it's a fun show. It's on Tuesday at 8 and the 12th, and
next week.
Yeah, next week, basically. Tuesday. I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's always a blast.
That is so cool.
Seeing, like, just the show in general.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Putting on a show for us. And now we're going to go on a quick break, and afterwards we'll be talking about what bothers us.
Yeah, things that annoy us.
What grinds our gears.
Yes. We'll be back soon.
Yes.
Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent la 13e édition des Célidors de la musique du monde. Les Célidors, unique distinction musicale qui souligne les talents des artistes de la musique du monde, vous invite à découvrir 36 groupes de musique du monde. Dans le cadre de ces concerts vitrines gratuits, venez voter pour vos artistes sculpteurs tous les mardis et mercredis, jusqu'à 18 avril au Club d'Alatou. Les Célidors, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, www.celidors.com.
Femme AM is Concordia's only feminist talk show. We shed light on gender issues in your community that affect you through interviews and discussions. Give us a listen every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. only on CGLO 1690 AM.
Hello and welcome back to Here For It. You're here with Cami and Amanda and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. So just before the break, we mentioned that we are going to talk about things that annoy us or things that annoy the general public. So what we did today was we posted an Instagram story asking some of our followers what really grinded their gears. So if you don't know that reference, by the way, it's from Family Guy. Basically things that annoy you. We got a few responses, thanks to those who did respond, by the way. And so we had someone who said, people who complain about problems but don't do anything to solve them. What do you think about that?
I mean, I feel like I do that sometimes.
So that was like directly.
That's me. No. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, we all complain and we all have
I
always like give advice mm-hmm. to people, but do I ever take those advice? Probably not as much as I give
them. Yeah, I feel like I'm the same. I feel like a lot of people are the same way. And that actually, that kind of goes into the next one that we got, which was hypocrites. That makes sense. That goes hand in hand. So, preach one thing and then do something else, right? That goes hand in hand with the first one. But yeah, like you said, I feel like I'm probably the same way. I'll complain a lot about certain things and then I just won't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. But I just want to get it off my chest and complain about it. But then if someone asks me, well, why don't you just say something or why don't you just do something about it? I'm like, no, I can't do that. What?
That's literally me.
Right? Like, what? What did you just tell me?
Sometimes you just have to vent.
Yeah.
But I totally get it. Like, yeah, when I hear someone else do it, I just, come on.
I try to sympathize with the people who, it's hard. I wouldn't say that's like something that grinds my gears because I can't say that since I do that. Mm. Right? So that makes me not a hypocrite. We also had someone who said, people who repeat themselves or don't think before they open their mouth. Wow. That's like, that hits you in the feels. Like, that was really, like, deep, you know? People who repeat themselves or don't think before they open their mouth. So I guess what this person was implying, you had said something before.
Basically, I guess people who don't think before they talk. So they're going to either say something dumb or something mean. And then they just realize after, like, oh, what am I saying type of thing.
I'm guilty of saying something. Hold on. My mom's going to laugh at this if she's listening because I'm the type of person who you'll be talking to me and like without a filter, I'll just say something that's in my mind, that's something that I've thought about and it could mean nothing. It could be nothing on the topic. Like it could not make sense at all just because I wasn't paying attention. I'm this type of person who gets lost in my brain a lot. Well, when I'm like not needing to be focused, you know, mm-hmm. like when I'm sitting talking to my mom or not that I don't need to be focused talking to my mom, but you know what I mean? Just like, you know, everyone has those moments where they kind of go off and drift into a daydream or something. And then I'll just come back to reality and I'll say the first thing that's in my brain. And my mom's like, Cam, I wasn't even talking about that. Like, where did you get that?
Actually, what I do is that I tell a story with no context. So I'll like, it's as if I'm going to continue a story of like maybe minutes ago or like hours, sometimes mm-hmm. even hours. Mm-hmm. And the person is just like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, well, we were talking about this. Like, and then I repeat the details. I'm mm-hmm. like, well, why didn't you tell me? Because this was like 3 hours ago. Yeah. Like, why am I going to think that's what you're talking about?
I do the same thing. Wow. But when I need to be focused, I'm focused. Like if you ask me like in class or like when I'm talking, I feel so bad. I'm making it seem like I don't need to focus on my mom, but that's not what I'm saying at all. But like, for example, that doesn't happen when I'm talking to my dad or I don't think so, or my brother or my boyfriend. That doesn't usually happen. It's just with my mom. I don't know why. Mom, I love you. I'm sorry. I don't know why I do that.
Moral of the story, we're just annoying people.
Yeah, we grind our own gears. Okay, so the next one, which is a really popular one, actually, because it came up maybe two or three times. It said, chewing loudly or making noises with your mouth. Wow, yeah. I can't say that.
That's like one of mine. I Okay, before the show, I made like a long list, and I think I had to like cut it down because apparently I have a lot of pet peeves.
See, and I couldn't even come up with anything.
Yeah, I'm a very hateful person, I guess.
No.
But yeah, that's one of them. And we were looking up on it, and one of the trends that I just don't understand is the ASMR one, which is basically people who just film themselves and record themselves
with like a specific microphone too that catches everything,
like just them chewing, and it's
on,
like
on anything.
I don't know, it's just,
it's crazy.
There's this one we were looking at, and
we were watching her eat pickles
and ooh. I couldn't even stand like a second. It was just the noise is just, I don't know how people listen to this.
We were also looking at what ASMR stands for, because I was like, what does it even stand for? And these are hard words. Some of them are hard words to say. It says autonomous sensory meridian. Sorry if I mispronounced that. Whatever. Response. And its sole purpose is to relax people.
It doesn't relax me. It like makes me cringe. And the whole point of this thing is that you have to whisper and talk slowly,
like a meditation almost.
Yeah, basically. And then,
but that is not even what it is.
And then like if it's visual, it's like you have to move your hands very slowly. I'm doing it as if yoga. People can see me, basically. And then there's the chewing and the tapping of the nails.
I guess scratching. Maybe it can kind of relate to like the sad, you know, like the videos that you'll watch on YouTube, like the satisfactory videos of like someone like putting icing on the cake, like smooth.
Or cutting those sand things. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not even going to try to like,
I remember the first time that I came upon one of these videos, I was just watching it, and I was kind of in awe. I was like, how is this even content right now? I went onto this person's profile on Instagram later on, and this person had like thousands of followers. And I was like, I don't understand.
I just looked online. It's kinetic sand. So I'm not
I've
crazy.
Never seen that.
It just, I mean, look it up because it's kind of hard to, I don't even know how to explain it.
But yeah, so essentially the ASMR is people eating chips or eating something really gross and like softer.
No, I can't.
I really don't know anything. Just, and the microphone literally picks up on every detail of that chewing sound. So I can understand why this has become a huge pet peeve, more so than before. But also this can go into the people who chew their gum loudly or chew their food loudly at the table.
I have a thing against chewing and slurping, and I just, or like just like masticating. I don't know, like it's just, if there's noise while eating or drinking, mm-hmm. I can't. Especially eating. That's mm-hmm. I think like the most common one. I think I've seen one of the two common ones were slurping and chewing loudly.
I've never seen the slurping ones. But I know that a lot of people, I remember the first time that I ever encountered like an experience like this was actually my childhood best friend, Vanessa. I remember her always saying she would cringe when I would bite onto the ice from my drink.
Oh, like chew on ice?
Yeah, like chew on ice. But like everyone does that, right?
Yeah, everyone does that. Well, most people
She's
do
just
that.
Weird, right?
She's just weird. Yeah. If you're listening, you're weird.
No, but I just remember her telling me like, oh, don't do that. Ew, it's so gross. And I'd be like, what's gross about it? And then I'd just tease her. Like, I'd just chew the ice.
Oh, my God.
Really.
Don't
like,
do that.
I know. I'm a mean person. I don't know why she's still friends with me. What else did people say? This was one that I can seriously relate to when I used to do my makeup on a daily. When I try to do winged eyeliner and the lines that I'm pointing in different directions. Have you ever had this issue?
I don't put makeup on.
Well, that's fine.
But that's why I don't have that problem.
Okay, but I know, for example, when I used to do my makeup every single day. Now I'm just like,
I'm too lazy.
If I'm not going somewhere like super important, or sometimes I'll wake up and I'll have the energy to do my makeup, but most of the time I wake up like 20 minutes before I have to leave the house. So
my definition of putting makeup is like throwing on mascara, maybe.
Yeah, mascara.
And like a lipstick.
And I can't wear lipstick. No. But no. The eyeliner thing is so relatable. It's so relatable. If like it has to be so precise. Like people have tried so many hacks to this, like putting tape on their eyes.
There's this, and I think I saw a spoon one.
Oh yeah, there's spoons and forks that you could use, and it's just This is a serious problem in the makeup world, I'm telling you. They've tried to find hacks to making that perfect winged eyeliner. So, girl who responded to our Instagram, I feel you on that. I'm so with you on that. What about your own pet peeves, like things that bother you?
Where to begin?
begin, because I don't know where to begin.
Okay, so for one, I hate, I despise spoilers. You cannot spoil anything for me because I will resent you for it.
All right. Noted.
Yeah. I remember my best friend is the opposite. She needs to know everything.
I'm like that too.
So she goes she'll flip through a new book and she has this really bad habit of somehow falling on the page, the revolution. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a name or a word that's just going to tell you the whole story. I'm the opposite. I can't flip through. I mean, I'm super curious, but I'm there for the experience. I want to watch mm-hmm. And once she told me a spoiler from the Amazing Spider-Man. I guess I could say it because it's been years that it's out.
It's been 5 years.
So she basically said that.
Don't tell them. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. I'm doing exactly what I hate. But Emma Stone's character dies, I guess.
I didn't know that.
I'm so sorry.
I'm kidding. I knew that.
Well, I didn't know that. And it was years. I think it was 3 years after the movie came out. And I just looked at her. I'm like, why did you tell me that? She's like,
get with the program, Amanda.
Why wouldn't you know? And why would you care? If you haven't watched it yet, why?
I need to meet this girl. She sounds a lot like me. I'm so bad for that. But I will respect the person because I know a lot of people dislike when they're spoilers. Mm-hmm. I will ask them. I'll just be like, can I tell you? Please, can I tell you? And they'll be like, no, don't tell me. Or yes, tell me.
Actually, that's me. I do.
<You're so weird. laughs>
I do like revealing things to people.
Yeah, I like revealing it too.
Because I hate spoilers, I'm just there should I tell you? No, I shouldn't tell you. And I'm also the type who goes out of my way not to spoil things for others. So if I'm watching something and I know my roommate hasn't watched it yet, even though she's not even into it or probably mm-hmm. won't watch it, I'll put my earphones on and I'll tilt
thoughtful.
The laptop or my phone just so that she doesn't see, just in case.
I'm the type of person that can walk into a show third season, eighth episode and just watch.
Oh no, that's another thing I can't do. I have to watch things
chronologically.
Yeah. And I mean obviously if I've already watched it Friends, I can watch whatever episode now.
Yeah, if you've seen the series before. Yeah. For sure.
But if it's a new series, if I'm planning to watch it, I like to stay on schedule.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What else? What else grinds your gears?
What else? Oh, yes. This is another one. A big one. It's people who don't walk on the right side. So like driving, you drive on the right. Because we're not in the UK or anywhere.
That doesn't.
Yeah, basically. And so you walk on the right. And you always walk on your right. So if you're going one direction, you never walk into the other person. It also means that you don't walk in the middle of the sidewalk and block everyone, especially when they're in a hurry and you're just trying to dodge around them.
Wow.
And another biggie, there's an etiquette when you go up the up or down the escalator.
But the escalator is the opposite. Aren't you supposed to walk on the left side?
Yeah, that's the thing. Then you stand on the right and the speed is on the left. Like on the highway. Mm-hmm. Basically like on a highway.
Yes.
You go fast on the left. You stop on the right or you go slowly on the right.
You don't stop on the right.
Don't stop on the highway, just on the escalator.
But I totally get the escalator one, especially if you're in a rush. Like a lot of the times I'm fast walking to through the metro to get to work. And if someone is like she said, the right side is designated for those who want to stand and not walk up the escalators. And then the left side is just reserved for those who want to walk up the escalators. When I'm feeling like I want to work some cardio in my routine to getting to work, I'll walk up on the left side. But there are times when someone is standing and it's only one person, and you could tell this person doesn't take the metro often because they would never do that to you if they knew what would you call it? It's kind of a norm. That's not
for me. I call it an etiquette.
Yeah,
it's just a way, un savoir vivre, like yeah. in French.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You just know. It's just a norm that's been created by everyone without even having to say. Like, it's not written anywhere that you have to stand. Is it? No.
No.
Okay. <It's> just, I'm like, everyone does this, so maybe it is written.
No, it's just a social norm. There's no, like, norm. Guide.
Yeah. Yeah, social norm. There you go. Yeah. That's perfect. So, yeah. So, definitely when you're walking, you want to get through, and there's someone standing there, and you're just like, oh, I don't want to be that person who's like, move. But, like, I also want them to, like, get out of my way. So, you kind of have to find a, like, respectful way of telling them and, like, explaining to them that this is the wrong place to stand mm-hmm. right now. But there are people who are so rude.
I don't understand how people still don't know how to, like, take public transportation. Or, like, when they wait at the for the metro doors, but right in front of the doors, and they don't move to the side.
They have clear stickers on the floors for this reason.
Yeah, they're like, you let the people out, and then you walk in. But they're already walking in. And when they do that, I just continue on my direction. Mm-hmm. So if I happen to bump into you, I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
You were in the way. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, push them. I just walk into them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Just a little bit passive-aggressive.
I think that kind of ties into people... Wow, I can't speak. People bumping the line, like, butting in line.
I hate that.
I used to be a cashier, so I've seen this so many times. But if this happened to me, like, personally, I know it's happened quite a few times, you know, in the bus line or even, like, when you're standing for the metro. Well, the metro is kind of complicated because there's not really a line for that.
Yeah, but, like,
but even there's a spot that you know.
Yeah, even if there's a bus line and there's just, like, three people, mm-hmm. if you butt in, I'm just like, no. Just go in the back of the line or...
I won't sit there and say something just because I don't want to start. Yeah, I don't want to start anything. I'm not the type. But I do know someone, a family friend who I've been in the bus line with, and someone cut the line and she was like, no, you get out. You go to the back of the line. Because people, especially like the older people who are waiting in line, look, I'm a nice person. Most of the time, if I see that someone's trying to get like in faster or something, I'm gonna be like, yeah, go ahead,
yeah,
no problem, you know. I'm like, even like a courteous driver in that sense. Like if I see someone's trying to change lanes, I'm like, yeah, go, and I'm like waving my hand and I'm all nice and a very positive driver. But then you have those people who have no respect and they just like walk in like they own the place. I mean,
that's like another thing, like entitled people.
Yes,
that's, yeah, that's another thing. There's so many things I don't like, but
she's gonna write a book about this, you guys. It's gonna be
a interesting bestseller. Okay, bestseller,
New York Times bestselling.
Yes.
Book.
No, for real, like, just a lot of things on public transport. I once saw the bus was, it was empty. It was like we just got on, and this man was asking another man like to get up because he wanted the seat.
Oh yes, okay.
But there was so many other seats, and like the bus driver is like, no, you can't do that. You can only do that if
there's no seats
left. Like just stick the other seat. Yeah. And it was just kind of awkward to watch. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. That also ties in. Oh my God. Public transportation is probably the biggest, just like, it's just a whole category of pet peeves in there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the sense of what you're saying, like when there are young people sitting on the bus and you see an older person like coming in with a cane. And, like, this person's just sitting there, like, young, like, teenager. Not, like, young where they can't stand on their own. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you watch them, and there's no seats on the bus, and you're not even sitting down. You're standing as well. And you see this old little frail person walk in with their cane and you know, like, struggling to stand. The bus, when it jerks forward like that.
And it always jerks. It always,
yeah.
Like, I feel like some bus drivers... It's just, like, always on the brake. And
yeah.
I'm just like, okay, can I...
It's dangerous, too. If someone falls on the bus, that's just... It's happened way too many times. But when the kid is there, they make eye contact with this old person. And the old person, like, doesn't... You know, sometimes they feel bad. They're like, they don't want to ask someone to get up because they don't... Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what for what reason. But anyways, maybe they just feel like they don't want to be that person to mm-hmm. take your seat. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when it's, like, 5 p.m., everyone's going home from work or school. Like, we're all tired, you know?
Yeah. But, I see it all the time, though. It's
yeah.
It's so... Public transportation is one of the big pet peeve umbrellas. Just mm-hmm. like
for sure.
Late buses or buses that don't show up or just.
Okay. You just gave me one of my answers. When I know that they're not supposed to stop for you. Okay. So the bus that I take, the stop is like just a few feet away from the corner of the street. Okay? And there's a light there. So when the light is red and I've missed the bus at the stop, it's just like coming out a bit in order to like drive away, right? But it hasn't even fully left the stop. But the doors are closed and like you get to the stop and you're like, oh, like you wave at them to open and then they look at you and they shake their finger at you. They're like, nope, sorry.
I hate that face. I could just picture their face and like the wagging finger and I'm just like, don't you
dare. It's that, it's just like it's a very national thing, the wagging finger that's just
it's condescending. It's just like, nah, like, yeah. I could totally help you out right now, but I'm choosing to be an annoying person.
I heard that they can't.
A lot of do though. And it's not even I remember once I had missed the bus and it was a morning one. So it was going to like show up 30 minutes later if I had missed it. Mm-hmm. So I start sprinting to the next stop and I'm about to make it. Like I reach the bus and then he pulls away just as I'm about to like the door.
And you know they've seen you.
Yeah. And I told that to my mom and she was the bus driver for the STM. And she's like, yeah, he totally saw you. Like,
oh, my God.
That's and I was just like, I got so pissed.
Yeah.
And I had to get to work and I had to.
That just ruins your whole morning.
Yeah. No, I get bummed really easily. And that's just one of them.
Oh, I agree. I hate that. I'm just thinking of like all the bus drivers who've done that to me. Or like they see you. Or you're not even running from the back. You're running like towards.
Forward.
So the bus driver makes eye contact with you. He's like, uh-uh. And then you just see him turning the wheel and you're like, wow.
Yeah, that happened to me too.
That is so annoying.
Like another big umbrella one, like a big pet peeve, customer service. So I feel like if you've, anyone who's worked in customer service has a list. Of pet peeves. I even wrote an article about it, like, because I work at Starbucks, so like being a barista, there's like you get a lot of
different characters.
Sure. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. One of the things that just shuts me, like, I just shut down if someone says, and I mean, I'll still be courteous because like it's my job. Mm-hmm. But if they're like, especially in French, tu vas me donner. Or, like, you're going to give me. There's, like, and there's no, like, hi, how are you? Or sometimes there is. It's just they don't know how to phrase a polite sentence. And they could be nice people. But if you tell
it. Yeah, it's condescending the way they say it.
Yeah, like, am I your servant? Just can you be, like, oh, I'll take or can I have?
Yeah.
Just, you know, turn the, it's so easy. Just switch it up a bit. Like it's a
for sure.
No one likes it.
I remember this was only one time because my manager was standing right there and I got so lucky because he defended me. When I was working as a cashier at Jean Coutu, I had someone throw their money at me, like toss it at me, not throw it like at me, but like they tossed it, like here you go. But like it was change. It wasn't even like if it's a paper bill, you know, and you kind of just like floop
on
like
the counter that, there,
whatever.
Just, like, drops it.
But this person tossed their coins at me, and I was like, and it's like bouncing all over the place. So I had to like catch them before they fell on the floor. And my manager, like, he wasn't facing him, but he heard the money bouncing on the counter, and he looks and I guess he kind of caught the end of the scenario, and he was like, "What do you think you're doing?" And this guy wasn't like a recurring customer or anything. He wasn't someone that we'd seen before, because you know the area that I was working in, it's you see the same faces pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
So this was definitely a face that we hadn't seen before, and oh my gosh, my manager kind of just gave him some, you know, words of wisdom, I would say.
Words of wisdom.
But
that's
definitely
a good way of putting
customer
it.
Customer service has probably, it's probably a very big umbrella for pet peeves, for sure.
I think we probably have more on customer service to, like, after the break to say.
For sure.
We're just going to go on a short break.
We'll be right back.
Right back.
From March 1st to 31st, Canada will celebrate the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, RVF. At that time of the year, get to know your Francophone neighbors. Francophone communities are present in every province and territory. RVF gives us the opportunity to get to know one another through celebration, exhibition, theater, and community activities. Linguistic duality is not only an important Canadian characteristic, it is fundamental and necessary for our continued vivre ensemble, our living together. The very existence of our country relies on this powerful tool, the continued presence of Francophone and Anglophone communities across the entire country. In this year, where we will commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Official Languages Act, let's focus on our desire to pursue and strengthen this very unique relationship between our linguistic communities.
Visit rvf.ca for more information.
Sounds familiar to you? Want to hear more of that? Tune in to Hallyu Central every Monday at 3 p.m. for your weekly dose of K-pop, K-hip-hop, and more, only on CJLO.
You're listening to Here For It. You're here with Cami and Amanda, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. So we were talking about things that annoy us, our pet peeves, things that grind our gears, and we were talking about some of the Instagram comments that we got when we asked people what they were annoyed by. Yeah. I was actually reading today on the Huffington Post a few pet peeves that are very, I guess, general amongst the public. This one kind of stood out to me because I have a funny story to go with it. So clapping at the end of a movie at the cinema was one of them. I don't know if this, I haven't really seen this so much at the movies, but.
On planes,
I was just going to bring that up, yeah. You know, when the plane has landed and everyone's like, oh, like, congratulations to, like, everyone landing or whatever.
I hear that more, it happens more when I go to, like, a Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Mediterranean places, I guess. I'm just generalizing. When I go to Portugal, they always clap.
Okay. I think it happened to me when I went to Cuba. I don't remember it, but I do remember it happening when I went to Greece. And my cousin, he's like, don't clap when we land. Please don't clap. So I guess that's one of his pet peeves because he mentioned, he's like, just don't do it. So that was one of the ones that Huffington Post mentioned. Another big one, though, was public display of affection.
I've heard of that one. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I guess it depends. I mean, obviously, I'm not against people like being in love, like I'm not, but if it's just, you know, too
but
much.
There's a time and the place for certain things.
No, I mean, it depends. Like, if it's just, if it goes overboard, that's when I'm like, okay, leave that for the.
Because you can hold hands walking down the street, no problem. You guys can give a peck or one. But then, especially like family gatherings, if you have like, you know, like your cousins, like, dating someone and they bring them over. Have you ever had that?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I don't have cousins. Like,
I don't have cousins.
I don't have family. What family? No. No, like they're not like my age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I feel like even at friend gatherings, like if you're with your friends and like two of them there are dating or something and they're just like all in the cupcake phase and all they can do is like smush their faces together the whole night, like no, leave. That's probably one of my pet peeves. I don't mind if you're holding hands. I don't mind if you've pecked, given like a little kiss or something. But if you're full on, like you just can't get a room kind of thing, like the expression. No. I mean, it's annoying.
That's the one. Yeah.
I don't want to see that. I didn't ask you to hang out for those reasons. You know what I mean? That's a huge one.
One that I saw online was not covering your mouth. While coughing or sneezing, and that's one of my things. But like specifically if it's not with your
the inside of your elbow.
Yeah, the inside of your elbow, because I'm just like, oh my god, germs.
Yeah.
That's,
but you're taught that from a young age, I think.
Yeah,
to like cough into your elbow.
Not a lot of people do it.
No
I not do. That I know. Yeah, I do.
What about people who are late? Are you late? Is that why?
I mean, I often am. But, like, it's weird because I used to be very on time. Mm-hmm. And if I have to take the bus and, like, public transportation, I'm usually early. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, for, like, important meetings and everything. But sometimes I just miscalculate. And I'm like,
but that's genuine. Yeah, that's not late.
Or if I have to walk somewhere, I always underestimate the time it takes to get there. So like I walk to school, mm-hmm. and in the summer, it takes like maybe 10, 15 minutes. In the winter, it takes more like 20 just because of ice and everything. Mm-hmm. So I always end up being late to class, like my morning classes especially, because I don't like to wake up early.
I feel like I'm usually a punctual person unless it really depends where I'm going.
Yeah.
And also like my motivation to get there.
That makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, with friends, for example, I'm usually punctual unless something comes up and it's made me a few minutes late. And I'm also very understanding of people who might be late a few times. But if you're known as that person who's late, that's when it's probably more annoying. And that's probably why it's come up on this list.
For sure.
Yeah. What else came up on the Huffington? Did you see anything online that...
No, like, I more the ones I have left are again with customer service. Well, not really customer service.
In.
It's more like I hate when people leave their napkins in their mugs when there's still liquid inside and then leave it on the counter.
That
and
is such a barista problem.
But it always bothered me because I'm like, there's a garbage on your way out.
Mm-hmm.
Or like people who just leave their garbage on the tables. And I'm just like, I'm not here to clean up after you. You're a grown up. You're like, you're a grown person.
Yeah.
Please pick up after yourself. And then there's also unsolicited creepy compliments or compliments
oh my
in
gosh.
Like quotation marks, yes. really. It's just, I've had the weirdest, like there's this one man at my first job who just comes up to my cash and he's like, it's all in French. And he's like, those eyebrows, who do they belong to? And I'm just like,
what?
I literally did like a double take and I'm like looking around like, are you talking
what
to me?
What kind of compliment
like,
is that?
And I'm just like, pardon, like what? And he repeats it. And he's like, you don't do your eyebrows? And I'm like, okay, wow. What is wrong
that
with
is so
you?
Funny.
And then I'm like, no, I do them. I just prefer them a little like thicker. And then he's like, oh, no, I like it like that. Like, that's how women should do it. And I'm just like, ew, I didn't ask for this.
No.
And there's this other one who was, his bill turned out, it was like something 69 cents. Mm-mm. And it's an old man. And he's like, well, that's misleading. Ha, ha, ha.
Uh-uh.
No.
Nope. I don't do well with things like that. I get very uncomfortable and I make it very obvious that I'm uncomfortable. So, to stop talking to me.
I hate that because then you're just like, you're at work, so what are you supposed to do?
And it's so disrespectful, too. Like
it's obviously a power move. It's always creepy old men for a reason. I'm not saying that.
For a reason?
I mean.
I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I know I've had situations like that when I was working as a cashier also. But one of the main things that I get, and I don't know if this is annoying. You know when someone has... I don't know, like a really nice feature. Like, for example, I have blue eyes, so I get a lot of compliments on my blue eyes. Shout out to my dad for giving me nice blue eyes. Thanks, Dad. When people compliment my eyes, I know that, like, I don't want to sound conceited and be like, I know they're so nice, but like, I know
I'm
that
gorgeous.
That
them, I know.
Them giving me that compliment is genuine just because, like, it's happened so many times. But when I'm in a bad mood or I'm, like, not feeling, like, my best or something, especially when I was at work and, like, just the tone, if someone says it with a tone that's like, you know, very creepy,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, that kills me inside. I really don't like compliments that are not welcomed, you know what I mean?
It's just, again, like I was on break and I usually keep my cap on because I'm just too lazy to remember.
Because you're a barista and it's cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. and so I'm just like by the like bar, like eating my meal, minding my own business. And this guy who's waiting for his drink, this was like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at me and he's like, is it a coincidence that all girls working at Starbucks have nice lips? And I'm like,
oh my God. What's wrong with people?
And I'm just like, is that a compliment to me? Or
no one asks for that compliment. No,
and I'm just there,
no.
Like trying to eat my lunch, like not.
I would lose my appetite.
And I'm like, I guess, all right. And then like, I just turn around, like trying to like,
mm-hmm.
my mom. He's like, is it a coincidence that you give me your number?
Oh,
I was like, no.
Not happening.
And then what I hate is when they're like, why?
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 And because then I said so. That's my decision.
I told him because I wasn't interested, and he got really mad, and he stormed out.
You know when they say, like, someone asks you out, and you're like, oh, sorry, I have a boyfriend, and they're like, well, I didn't like you that much anyways. You know, like, when someone just gets so offended really? That you've rejected them.
It's pathetic.
It's so
if
funny.
If you do that, it's pathetic.
Just to let you know.
Just to let you know. Yeah, that's, like, another thing.
I definitely agree, though. When it's an unwanted comment, like, already... If I don't know you and you're complimenting me, I don't like the intentions behind a compliment if you don't know the person.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, I don't know, it has to be like tastefully done and it has to be like non,
I mean,
not like I don't want to feel violated when you compliment me.
I try to
you
give
know?
Compliments. Like, yeah, I'll be like, oh, I really like your outfit.
Yeah,
and like
me
usually
too.
People really like.
But it's always in the tone. You're not going to say, oh, I really like your outfit. Like, you're not going to say it like that. You know, you're
yeah.
like, oh, I really love your outfit. Like, or where did you get that? I really love it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be, oh, people just annoy me sometimes.
What grinds our gears.
This is what grinds our gears, for sure. On that note, just want to make a shout out to the fact that it's Women's Week.
Yes.
This week.
Women's Day is this Friday, and there's a march going on, if you guys didn't know.
Where?
There's a march. It's going to be on Square Phillips.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like at 5:30 on Friday. Until
Yeah, we should probably get the girls to do that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
By the girls, she means like her campus.
Yeah. If you guys didn't know already, we are executives at the Her Campus Concordia blog.
So, I mean, yeah. And then that concludes our show.
Yeah.
It's our 1 month anniversary. And we're going to end the show with You Don't Own Me, so there's a theme.
if you haven't caught on.
By Grace.
Have a great night, everyone, and we'll see you, and we'll not see you, but we'll talk to you again next Monday. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. Try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, cause I'd never stay. You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.